And after watching that, that on film, anything stand out to you that you didn't notice or in the moment yesterday?
You talking about the last play?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I mean, it was all happened so fast during the game. But rewatching it was kind of like we're living a little bit. But nothing unexpected popped up.
You ever had a play like that where you strip, you recover, and you score? I mean, the trifecta is rare.
First touchdown, defensive touchdown in my career, so that was pretty cool.
When you watch that, I think you talked yesterday, I wasn't there, but about you missed them or you're behind them or something. What did you see when you watched that on film?
Yeah, well, watching the film, I was correct, my assignment. Yeah, I just have to expand on it maybe a little more, but I did my assignment for the most part.
Anthony, Chad was just saying that he thinks that the scheme that you're playing is perfect for you, just in your abilities, not only as a linebacker, maybe to play a little defensive end here and there and just be able to mix and match. What's it been like to kind of have multiple roles, and do you think that fits your talents and what you want to do?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty versatile, and I think this defense definitely allows me to, you know, line up in different areas and, you know, use my talents in a positive way to help the team win games. And so I'm just going to continue to build on, you know, what we have the last, you know, 2 weeks defensively.
Did you expect to make kind of as big of an impact as early as you have here? I mean, have you exceeded your own expectations at all? Or?
No, my expectations are very high, and so they're going to continue to be so, and I just got to continue to make plays to help the team win.
What does improvement look like for you at this point?
What's
improvement look like for you at this point? What are you working on?
It's really just details, you know, missteps. If you're just a half second late with your, you know, step here or there, can put you in a bad spot. So it's really just focusing on the details and try to just be as perfect as possible.
Can you describe the difference in emotions today after a win as opposed to last week after such a close loss?
Yeah, I've seen Coach smile for, you know, the first time in a couple weeks, so that's always a good sign. And so he's smiling, everybody else smiling. So it's good, it's upbeat, and hopefully we can keep it going.
You've mentioned you've got high expectations for yourself. How do you feel about Zimmer having pretty high expectations for you too?
No, it's good. It's good. It's always good to have a coach to push you and want you to be, you know, great. And so I kind of have those same expectations for myself and just got to continue to improve and hopefully win more games.
Is there a balance? Did they ever tell you, nice play?
Yeah, you know, they'll show you love every now and then. But, you know, it's always good to keep your head level-headed and just go past that play and play the next play.
When they're assessing the film there, I'm sure you got a lot of love. When they're watching it back, what was the reaction from players when you're watching the playback?
I mean, everybody's just happy. You know, I think, you know, we got to win. So, I mean, it could have been anybody making the play, and they would have been just as happy. So, I was fortunate to be myself.
How about the rest of the game? I mean, that play notwithstanding, how did you feel about your game?
I thought I played well. I had maybe 3 or 4 minuses on the game. But other than that, I think I did all right.
Well, like, is there a specific area you would have liked to head back? Something you would have liked to have done better?
No, I don't think anything that's kind of glaring or kind of sticks out. You know, just kind of routine plays that could have been made.
You and Teddy and Jarek all had pretty good days. I mean, you've been having pretty good years. What's allowed all three of you guys to be able to do what you've done as rookies?
Well, we just come in here and we work. You know, we work hard, we grind, and we push each other. You know, I think, you know, going back to, you know, May, when, you know, we all first kind of met each other, I think we all kind of had expectations for ourselves and of each other to be great, and so we kind of push each other each day, and the results are getting there.
Even though it's offense, defense, are you close with those guys?
Yeah, I mean, his locker's right there, you know, so I talk to him every day. You know, we worked out together today, so it was it's always good to know when you're close with your teammates.
You're talking tight, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.